I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are talking about the final season of Never Have I Ever on Netflix.
The final season!
This came out in the summertime, but we have just had a time to talk about it because Emily took her sweet time watching it this year.
I am doing my best. This year has been a little rough in watching stuff. It's been a little crazy, but I don't even know how we ended up. We got this done in like 2 nights. We watched like 5 episodes one night and then 5 episodes another night. And we might have like skipped a day, but I can't remember how this came up. I think we had just finished something, or no, I think it was, we couldn't continue watching Interview with a Vampire, so we were kind of like between shows, and we were like, okay, yes, what should we watch next, that like Casey and I can crochet to, and so we did Never Have I Ever, and I was like, okay, let's watch it, and that the show goes by so quickly. I forgot how fast these seasons go. Damn.
Yeah, there's 10 episodes per season, but I think they're only like half an hour episodes, so
yeah,
they go by pretty fast.
They're super fast.
And I felt like this season was similar to the other seasons in that the way that it starts is that Davey, you know, kind of makes a stupid mistake and then breaks her apart from her significant other at the time, which just happens to be Ben in this case. And then she goes on like a singleness journey to discovering like something about herself. In this case, she's crazy to get into Princeton or whatever. And then, or is it Princeton, right? And then she eventually gets back together with the guy that she had broken up with in the beginning, and there's a very emotional last like episode of the season, which is the last episode of the show, and it's the same for all 4 seasons. That's exactly what happens.
that's like the layout of each season.
Yes, that's the layout, and I'm not gonna be mad about it because I did really enjoy this show.
Yeah, I do think the last season, at first it didn't really feel like, it felt different to me somehow. Like, I don't know if it felt like a little bit less, I don't want to say less vibrant, but like, it felt less energetic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, like they're tired.
Yeah, like they have senioritis, which they do. Because every character has senioritis.
Oh, that is so true.
But in terms of like story, it stayed pretty consistent. And I think a big change to this season was that Davey felt slightly less like boy crazy this season because this is the first season where her like main focus is getting into Princeton and not having sex with someone, because she did that. She ended season three having sex with Ben, and we'll get to the whole Paxton situation later, but Jesus Christ. But yeah, so like Davy felt like everyone felt kind of different. Like everyone felt kind of sad in this last season.
Yeah. And also older. Like
sad and tired.
They have gone through three, like they were freshman, sophomore, you know, junior and senior. So like you grow a ton when you're a teenager. And I think that they really tried to really like show the expanding teenage brain, you know, when you go from those very crucial 4 years where you change a lot. And I think that this season they mellowed out from their insanity a little bit. Of course, Davy's got her personality and she'll like basically try to like fuck everything up by being herself a lot of the time. You know, but
there needed to be some growth. She did that a lot in the first three seasons, but by the fourth season, we would hope that she handles things a bit more like an adult, maybe. I mean, she still freaks out at the beginning, but then there is still some growth there.
And she has another boyfriend that's just for fun, which is that like hot guy. Yeah, I forgot his name.
Oh God, what was his name?
He came and went so quickly.
He really did.
I do not remember. Liked a bad boy. I'm gonna click on that episode. Let's see what the name of the guy is. Ethan.
Such a bad boy name.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, I love that she took this time to kind of just figure herself out sexually, like, and just have a little fun, because, you know, the first season she was just super focused on specifically having sex with Paxton. And then the other two seasons were just kind of like, okay, she's dating, she's figuring stuff out.
Going between Paxton and Ben.
Yeah, going between Paxton and Ben. And oh my God, that whole that whole first scene after her and Ben have sex and he's like, so, want me to call you an Uber?
He was as awkward as you could possibly be.
I was like, what the fuck? And then afterwards, he is like, she got out of there so quickly. And we're like, what?
It's because you said you literally want me to call you an Uber. Pushed her out the door. What an idiot. He's
God. And like, and the fact that that's what spearheaded their whole, like, okay. But you know, Davy needed this time apart to figure out her feelings, and, you know, to figure herself out. I kind of wish we had touched on the whole, doing this Princeton thing just for her dad. Like, I wish that had come up, like, maybe a little bit sooner. I felt like that came up, like, right at the very end.
Again, that's the same with all the seasons. The dad shows up in the end, and then it's also sad, you know, because it's just, like, it connects back to who Davy is and, like, what her motivations for things are, which is her dad died, and it's just, it is one of those things that affects her entire life and everything that she does. And so when you get to the end of the season and he shows up and gives her advice, it's like, you know, like, that's where you're going to get those, like, teary-eyed moments and that, like, sweet, aw, Davy, you're just misunderstood and growing.
Yeah, and this show does a decent-ish job, like, kind of showing mental health and all the stresses that, you know, teens can have on them. I like that they had Davy kind of get depressed when she didn't get in anywhere, and then she got referred, waitlisted.
That was absolutely insane. Like, the fact that she got deferred which wasn't quite waitlisted. I think it's kind of like between that, but like, she got deferred, and then, you know, so May, I think it's like May 1st or something is when you have to decide what college you're going to. Like, that's like decision day or something. And like, you know, by that time, if you've been deferred or if you have not been deferred. So like, the fact that she found out, like, I don't know, the day before she was supposed to leave for college, like, if she got in or not, that is just the most unrealistic bullshit I've ever heard in my life. You can't just do that. That's ridiculous.
I don't think that happened. Did that happen?
Yes, that's what happened. She was like, I'm gonna go to the East Coast or whatever. Like, she was packing. Like, she found out at the end of the school year that she was deferred, and then she would just, like, they graduated and everything before she found out if she got into the college or not.
I will admit the pacing in this season was really weird. Like, I didn't really understand how much time had passed between things. Obviously, obviously it's supposed to be their entire senior year, obviously, because then it ends with prom.
I guess.
But, like, yeah. they went on... Yeah, the fact that they went on, like, a college, like, let's go look at colleges trip with this school the year that they're supposed to be applying was...
Like, after everybody's already applied.
No, it was before.
Oh.
It was before. Okay. They went on the school trip. So, yeah, so the school trip happened in the beginning of the year because they just got there. Davy had gotten her car vandalized and she had to pay for it, and that was going to cause her to not to be able to go on the trip. But then,
the school trip was episode 5, though. Like, how much time has gone by?
Again, the pacing was so weird, but it was still... I guess you're right. It was episode 5. But it was before, though. They had it because when was the college fair?
It was the episode before. So what? This is what happened. This is the... I'm just going to go through the episodes here. The first one, they start school again. Davy has lost her virginity. And her car gets... No. Yeah, her car gets vandalized. The second episode, her car gets vandalized, or it's the end of the first episode. And she blames it on Ben's new girlfriend. And they have that little spiff.
Yes.
And... Patty gets a boyfriend. And then the third episode is Like a Bad Boy, where Davy starts to like Ethan, but so does Eleanor.
Yes.
And then Paxton comes back. And then the fourth one, they have the college fair. She makes a fool of herself in front of the Princeton lady. And Ben... says an unlikely ally comes to Ben's rescue. I don't know what that is referring to. And then they go on the school trip. And Fabiola has not said that she's gotten into Princeton or applied for Princeton. I think she applied to Princeton. And she
the unlikely ally going to Ben's rescue was his shirt. His shirt got messed up. And so Davy gave him her shirt.
Oh, right.
And
right.
She was like, you're probably a woman's
in the bathroom.
And I was like, you're probably definitely a not a woman. The shirt looked so different on him compared to how it looked on TV.
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay, and then...
Then finally... Then it was a school trip. No, yeah, then it was a school trip. And
then they applied. It was like the school trip was supposed to help them decide where they wanted to apply.
Right, okay. Then the sixth episode, it says early college admissions roll in. Davy's in for more than one surprise. Kamala warns a smitten Patty about Len. Ben overhears a hurtful comment.
Yeah, the art thing.
The art thing with his girlfriend. Yeah. And then Paxton helps in the seventh episode, helps that guy be a better swimmer. I think it was Paxton's episode.
That was the Paxton episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With... the voiceover of
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. And then episode 8 is when the two girls,
Margot and Davy, are trying to be friends so that Davy's mom and Margot's dad can get it on.
What the heck?
And then Ben comes over super high.
Uh-huh. And tries to tell Davy that he loves
her. He's been texting both of them.
Yeah, it's a mess. And then episode 9, all the girls try to go to prom, and then their like limo breaks down and they don't go to prom.
Yeah.
And then the last episode, which was a really good episode, was like kind of making amends of everything. Patty gets married and I think it's kind of the end of the summer at that point. So yeah, there's Dave, prom.
Davey's supposed to be packing for college, and she's not. And
because she doesn't want to move on. Saying goodbye is hard, and her dad's there to help her.
And Ben goes to do, like, a legal internship in New York or something.
Yes, yes. Before he hates it.
He goes to call. Yes. Because the boys he's with are just douchebags.
Yeah. And then he misses Davey the whole time. So then in the end, he's like, yeah, because they're meant to be. And then Davey and Ben decide to date. Throughout college, which I don't think
officially,
I don't think he's going to college that far away. I think
he's in New York, she's in New Jersey. Because he's in Columbia. He went to Columbia.
Yeah, so it's not that far away. And yeah, I mean, they're like the last, I think the last shot is them like cuddling in bed or something, right?
Yeah, which was very cute.
Oh my god. That's a perfect way to end this show, man. We all wanted him to end with up with Ben. It's just so cute.
Ben Gross. Yeah, I really do like them a lot. I thought they had really great chemistry throughout the entire show. Can we please just discuss Paxton's story? It was so cringy the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Until it kind of made up for it at the end, but still, I hated it the whole time. So Paxton goes to ASU for, like, 2 weeks, apparently. He's learning that he is not the king of the school anymore, and he misses that. He misses being the head honcho. He misses being on top, being the popular guy. He was there for,
like, 3 weeks.
He was.
Or something. Which is just not a good enough time. To really know, like, the dynamics are not set at that point, like,
and this whole season doesn't put going to college in a very good light, because then Davey meets up with that senior that she looked up to.
Princeton. She dropped out.
Princeton, and she dropped kicked out. She got kicked out, and she's like,
she flew too close to the sun. She girl bossed too close to the sun. That's what happened.
She did, in fact, girl boss too close to the sun. And that, I mean, and I'll admit, college was very scary. I had to work through a lot of stuff, and I was so far away from home that it was scary. It was what I wanted, but it was very scary. Mm-hmm. It made me the woman I am today.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you were really brave to leave a flight away from home.
A very short flight, but a flight nonetheless.
It's true. And it's far in your head. I mean, it's not close. That's for sure.
And I have no car. Like, I felt very, like, stranded sometimes while I was at school. Luckily,
you do a lot of growing.
I did a lot of growing.
That's what it's for, and... You know, I think, yeah, I definitely put, like, if you're trying too hard, and I think that's kind of a good notion with kids today. It's even, you know, of course, even when we were in school, there's so much pressure put on kids. It's really unfair that teens have to be put under so much pressure to be, like, super, super, super good at everything. Especially if you're like a brainiac, you know, like Davey is, and like that other girl who went to Princeton and bailed out because she burnt out. I mean, you gotta really know and start to know yourself, even in college, that you can't just keep burning the candle at both ends. You can't keep
a partier and at this pace. You need,
yeah, exactly.
You need a balance. You need fun. And luckily college allowed me to do that too. It allowed me to have a lot of different experiences that I didn't have in high school, obviously, and it was really great. But again, it's a very difficult transition for a lot of people, and it was really difficult, obviously, for Paxton's character, which is why he dropped out and started working back at the high school as the swim coach's assistant, which don't you need some sort of certification or a degree to even do that? To be an assistant?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he could be a teacher.
Okay. How to become an assistant coach. I'm going to look this up.
At a high school. Because you do probably need to have some kind of degree to be a teacher at a high school, like a PE teacher or a coach. A lot of the coaches at our school were actually also teachers. Like the coaches of the track team were teachers, and the swim team, they were also teachers. So like we had PE teachers, and then we had the regular teachers be the coaches of other things.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is specifically for a high school, but this article I found says most companies require an assistant coach to have a bachelor's degree in a related field and at least 4 to 6 years of experience in the related field.
That makes sense. So it was pretty lucky that he got his job, mostly because he was, I guess, really popular in high school. So they were like, yeah, you're cool, whatever.
Yeah. So he gets this job. And he has his own hurdles to jump over as well, like with the new, the Hot Pocket? Is that what they were called? Getting on good terms with the new Hot Pocket group, which includes Ethan. Yes. But he, as an employee of the school, he was going to parties and he was drinking with students, and it was not okay.
Yeah, they were treating him like...
not okay.
Like, he was a faculty member. He wasn't just, somebody who lives in town. You know, a 19-year-old partying with 18-year-olds is totally fine. But he's a 19-year-old who is also a faculty member. Like, no, yes. No.
Yes.
Dude.
And I like the addition of the substitute teacher who was... who takes the place of the one that Davey injured.
yeah.
But, she's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and, excited to teach the growing generation, where all the other teachers are like, yeah, good luck with that. and so, it was kind of cool to see her in opposites with Paxton, who's just like, well, I wanted to be someone again. I was a no one. I was a nobody at college, and I wanted to be a somebody again.
Come on, dude.
Oh God, it's so bad.
They kind of ran out of threads of story for people to follow. Like even the girls, when they were both fighting over the hot guy at the same time, it was like you knew that this wasn't going to be a friendship ending situation because they already had. Like five of those in the seasons beforehand, like they couldn't do it again. Like,
yeah,
you have
everything
to...
else.
Yeah,
every season has to have an almost friendship ending situation.
And then with Kamala too, like they literally didn't have her do anything. Like she was just suspicious of Patti like the entire time.
They briefly brought up her job because she got offered that one in Maryland. Which was really great, and she should have taken, and she eventually does, but she's scared too. But it's like, yeah, I felt like they were focusing on a lot of unnecessary things when they could have really been hitting hard with Kamala being scared to move to Maryland and away from her family, and Davey just in general being scared to go to Princeton, and she could still be juggling with her feelings for Ben and. Figuring out figuring out who she is as a person. But I just feel like they were covering things that just didn't need to be covered. And that one girl was in that, what was it? The soccer team girl. She didn't even need to be in the season.
I know. The one who, yeah, yeah. It's like.
Was it Nisa?
Anissa, yeah, she was barely Anissa, in it. Yeah. Like, she, because she, in the last season, she dated Fab, and then her story
she,
was
she,
over.
Like, almost dated Fab, and then she dated Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, it still was, like, she was barely in the season. Like, they didn't have anything for her, obviously, and, like, how many stories could you possibly have for these kids, right? Like, you're like... where are they gonna go? Like, they all know they're gonna be leaving, so that was like a point as well, where it's just like, oh, say goodbye to all your friends, like, this is the last time they're all gonna be in one place. Change happens. Yeah. and
same thing all with, of that with Davy's therapist. Like, she was in the beginning of the season, and mm-hmm. then she really wasn't towards the end as well.
Yeah,
not that I can remember. Because, yeah, she obviously saw her about the whole Margot situation, which, like, sure, that's something worth talking about. But, like, she also had these other breakthroughs, like, about her father in Princeton and being okay with her mom dating again and actually being supportive of that. Like, that could have all been stuff that she could have been talking about with her therapist as well. Which, I mean, her talking to her therapist was a huge part of the previous seasons, and to just kind of mm-hmm. have that fall short in this last season was a little weird.
Yeah.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yeah, I think this wasn't the strongest season, but as always, it's very funny. Like, all these actors are, you know, they're saying all these Gen Z things, and it, you know, it kind of similar to the TMNT that we just watched. Like, they kind of do act like kids. Like, that's a reason why I do like the show as well, because they make all these silly mistakes and they're kind of like little deer roaming around on wobbly legs, and it's kind of adorable and funny.
Yeah, I did like the whole you know, Fabiola wanting to go to Princeton as well, and then, you know, them mm-hmm. kind of hurdling, jumping over those hurdles. And do I think that Fab really needed to do early
action? Yeah.
Early action? Really, no, yeah. Because she wasn't even 100% sure. So, well, like, that seemed kind of weird.
I think it's better to. You have good chances if you do that, especially for those kind of programs. Like, if there's a program with those, like,
for like robotics
specific, yeah, like the robotics, you know, there's only so many people who can get into that program, so you kind of have to do that. I really loved the counselor as well. I think she was also in the previous season. She's fantastic. I love that actress.
Yeah, I don't remember her
from, I do from the I remember her seasons. From Yeah, I follow her on Instagram and stuff. And she's one of my friend's acting coaches, actually.
Oh.
That lives in L.A. Okay. What's her name? It is Alexander Billings. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She was very funny in the New York episode. Honestly, the New York episode jokes, of course I love New York jokes, so I remember just really enjoying those.
Yeah. They were, that one was a really good episode.
It was.
With even Ben kind of being taken down a peg, you know, talking to all those uptight college students about those articles.
Oh, yeah.
And then him kind of also, being like, I don't think I'm smart enough for college. That's like, Ben, you yes, know, you like, are. You just, like, you're
very
smart.
They're posturizing. They're just acting like they're smarter than they actually are. But of course he doesn't see that.
Of course. Because they're snot-nosed college kids.
Yeah. They also don't know anything, so.
Yeah. And the whole... Let's briefly talk about him. Oh, no. Okay, hold on. Let's talk about Fabiola.
Okay.
So, I also liked that, you know, she's the captain of the robotics team, which I feel like I didn't ever know this information, or I knew this and forgot.
What? You just don't really care about Fab.
It's like their stories are strong yet weak. I'm like jumping in and out of them.
I mean Fab's not my fave either, but
and yeah. I don't know how often like robotics was really even brought up. I mean we saw Gears a lot, just as like a side character.
Yes, like, Gears Brosnan.
But like we didn't really see the robotics team like in action too much.
There was the robotic club in this with the girls, and she tried to get the girls to join the club because all the boys were all incels.
Yeah, they're all incels. Which I thought was a really good aspect to bring up, and Fab finally noticing that and wanting to change that. So that was really good. I really like that a lot. And then did she start dating, what's their name? Addison or something? What's the name of the person?
Yeah. Fab and Addison. Yeah.
Okay. Because
they break up or are they together?
Because I remember in like season 2, Fab was seeing that one girl.
She was seeing Anissa, and then she started seeing in season 3, she was seeing Anissa, and then she started dating.
I thought her and Anissa were like so brief. I thought they like kiss and then they were like, it was weird.
Like the beginning of the season of season 3, and then towards the end of the season she gets with Addison.
Yeah. See, I don't even think of her and Anissa as a thing because they literally kissed and then they were like, okay, maybe we just like each other like platonically.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Because then she was dating like this blonde girl like in season 2 or something.
Yeah, that was Addison. Oh no. Oh, you know what? You're right. It was a different person.
It was a different girl. It was a different
person. It was a different one. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So they okay. You're
right. What else about her?
Was this discussion going anywhere?
I don't know. You're the one who wanted to talk
I was just curious about when she met Addison because I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I think it was season 3.
Okay. Now, let's talk about Eleanor. Do we want to take a break? Is this break time?
We can take a break, yeah.
Okay,
we are back. Speaking of Eleanor, I was actually looking up some jackets because I'm trying to make a jacket right now. And I was looking literally on Pinterest. I have it open to a picture of this like blue checkered jacket with kind of like baby blue collar and stuff like that. It's like a long coat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at a picture of them in their New Jersey episode, and literally Eleanor is wearing the same exact coat. Like I was looking at this coat on Pinterest like nary 30 minutes ago, and it's sitting in front of me on this actress right now in this photo, and I'm like, What? Like, it's a very particular coat. Okay, I'll send you the picture.
Oh, wait. The more I go in, the earlier the season, right? Do I want the newest season? Pictures are on the first page?
No, go to the episodes. Go to, like, season 4. Like, click where it says season 4. And for the episode of Never Have I Ever Been to New Jersey, that is the episode where she is wearing this, like, blue coat with...
Oh, yeah.
Do you see it?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
It's very cute. I also like it Davey's, is very like, cute. Patchwork plaid.
She was wearing a lot of plaid this season. Like, tons and tons of patchwork stuff. I think Eleanor's fashion was definitely more fun this season as well. You know, she's always been weird.
She was wearing. Yeah.
But this one was good. Yeah. There was some fun stuff.
Yeah, she had some cute outfits. So Eleanor on the school trip to New York / New Jersey, Eleanor goes to an audition at Juilliard, correct?
Yes. And she does not do well. But
yeah.
They let her down easy.
They really did. they let her down easy. She's, you know, unsure of herself. A lot of unsurety. If that's even a word. This season.
It's a very difficult school to get into. So they were being very nice. Like, I don't know what it's like exactly in those rooms, but they're not playing. Like, they're very like type A kind of spaces when you go to audition for something like Juilliard.
Yeah. And so Eleanor makes a decision to graduate early so that she can just get an agent and start acting, basically.
Yeah.
And she has a very traumatizing experience where she goes to an audition and sees her mother there. Mm-hmm. And her mother is just as desperate to get a part as Eleanor is. And Eleanor, like, what did she glean from this situation? Like, was she just like...
I think it kind of made her get, like, a little bit scared because she was like, I don't want to be as desperate as my mom in
she 25 like came to years. Terms with something. She was like, she let her mom do... like to be in the poster or whatever, because there was this extra thing where it was like they were going to choose an extra to play dead
in the poster,
in a promo shot. And, you know, she lets her mom have it, and I think she just kind of like comes to terms that she, you know, maybe it's not the end of the world if she doesn't become an actress or something, or she just is like, I don't want to end up like my mom, who's just like a bad mother and desperate to get a job. And when things are better between her and Trent, Trent gives her, it was on the path of giving her good advice. It wasn't actually good advice, but like from his advice, she had a good idea, which was to be a director, to do some directing classes Which is a very great second option. Definitely need directors and other parts of film crew constantly.
Mm-hmm. Writing. Yeah, directing.
Yeah. Writing, directing, producing, costuming, and anything. Literally anything.
Trent's a super senior because he's not the brightest. And he still holds a torch for Eleanor.
Yes, they have a falling out at the beginning of the year because he proposes to her and she freaks out. Which,
I mean,
of course,
rightfully so, because they all need to just grow a little bit. You know, like they're all kind of naive and fumbling around and they just need to They need to have a little bit more growth.
Yes.
So yes. You can't be doing...
The one thing I didn't really like at the end, which, I mean, this is just a me thing. I don't like people using the sentence, I love you, when it is, like, children and they might not know who they love yet.
Emily, you are... You have
That's a me thing. That is a
Since
totally
you were
me
a
thing.
Child. Since you were a wee babe, you have always hated the I love you.
The I love you trope. When you're not ready. You've been dating for a month. You don't love each other. You do not love each other.
Everybody's different. Everybody's different, Emily.
No. They're not different. They're wrong.
I agree with you that the I love you can be rushed in many a television show and movies. Totally
and books.
Agree. And books.
Oh my god, the epilogue pregnancy. No. I didn't want this. Get that away from me.
I mean,
just show me that they're happy in love a year later, like, or that they're just getting engaged. Like, give me that. Like, just no, not baby. Please, no.
These things just cringe you out so hard, don't they?
Oh, goodness. I'm like, no, it's too soon.
You know that the right person for you is not going to tell you that they love you in a month. So,
yeah, exactly. or propose to me. Way too soon. That's not fucking happening.
Nope. This is TV.
Trent is still a very good character. You know, he doesn't have much growth, but I do love him and his cute little top buns that he wears.
Yeah.
He said something really funny.
He did.
I can't remember what it was. I don't think I laughed like out loud too much in this season. But there were definitely some giggles and, like, some smiles, I think. But I can't remember. I think there was something that Trent said, and I cannot remember what it was. But there are some gems. There are some gems in the writing.
Their references are really, I think, where I laugh a lot. Like, they reference movies or celebrities or, you know.
There was something someone said where I was like, you are too young to know what this is.
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know, man. You watch this way more recent than
you
me.
I watched this
like
long
6 months ago. No,
I'm
it wasn't 6 months ago. It came out August 12th.
You do.
It felt like 6 months ago. It was only like 4 months ago.
Yeah, no, I apologize. It was all me. It was all me, everyone. I took my sweet ass time.
It's okay. I've recalled quite a lot from this.
You sure do.
A while ago.
If I was in your shoes, I don't think I would have remembered
anything. Absolutely nothing. Exactly.
I would never remember anything. Oh my goodness.
I watched this episode. So a lot of our shows ended this year. This was one of them, and I was pretty sad because I finished this show, and then I also finished. There was another one that we were watching for a long time that ended kind of around this time as well. Oh my god.
The final season of something?
Yes, the final season of something. And I don't know if we talked about it, but like I finished this season and then like the next day or something I finished another show for the last time, like the end of it.
Oh my god, you're right. I'm thinking about Oh my god. Yes, there was a show that was the final season this year. Sex Education.
No, that's true, but I haven't finished that yet. Oh. It was something else.
You haven't?
No, because my Netflix is messed up.
Oh, that's right. I told because Casey and I started watching that like as soon as it was out, I think. We waited like a week, but we started really soon.
I'm trying to think about what... Oh my god, maybe what streaming service it was on?
Hulu? Amazon? HBO
Max. It was Mrs. Maisel. So I finished this.
This show
like literally right around the time I finished Mrs. Maisel, and that was like also really emotional. And we already talked about that, but
that's right. We did.
Some of our mainstays, they're leaving.
Well, and once you finish Sex Education, we'll be able to talk about that.
Yes, we're going to talk about that. This is the fourth time we've talked about this show, though. Like, we have this show, we've talked about it four times. Like, that's the more than anything else. Like, that was a TV show, so great job.
That's true. We have talked about Sex Education before, but did we, like, lump some seasons together or something?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
But let me go through the top rated of the fourth season here. It's the highest one, I believe, is the last episode, which has a 9 out of 10.
The last
few episodes, 7, 8, and 9, have 8.1, 8.2, and 8.6. So those ones are the highest ones of the season. They all are above 7.6, all of them. So it was pretty high rated. And the top rated ones are all of the last episodes of each season. The highest rated one is the last episode, the season 4, episode 10. The season 1, episode 10, and season 3, episode 10, both have 8.8. And season 2, episode 10, has 8.6. So those are they're all the highest ones, which makes sense. Because they're the most, again, the best episodes, because they leave all of the, like, good emotional stuff for the end.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
And I guess we could do the plot keywords and then we're done, because we don't have any Metascore for this one.
No fun trivia?
I could, but it's going to have all of the trivia. I don't think it's going to just have the...
Oh, you're right. Oh, I still need to watch that EXO Kitty show.
Oh, yeah. You going to watch that?
Yeah. Sometime.
Okay. Oh, also, I met Darren Barnett. I think we talked about this in the last season.
Probably, because I think that's when you met him, was during the last season.
It was, like, right after the last season.
Yeah.
The third or fourth season? Or second or third season? Yeah, I met him at, I met him at Outside Lands a couple years ago. So that was fun. He was really nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so the plot keywords we have here are teenager, school, coming of age, Indian American, teenage girl.
Great.
Oh my gosh, and the whole thing with Len, like Kamala trying to expose Len for cheating on Patty when it was just their real estate agent. What was her name? Her name was Baby, but she was from Our Flag Means Death.
Oh yes, the actress, yes, the like Australian actress.
She's a few things. So she's in Our Flag Means Death as Mary, Steed's ex-wife. And she's also the voice of, oh my God, what's her name? She's in Bluey. She plays like their babysitter. I think her name is Felicity or Frisky or something with an F.
I thought Frisky was the mother.
No, that's Chili.
Oh, okay. Oh. Maybe it is Frisky then.
We need to have a Bluey episode, Alessandra.
I need to watch Bluey.
You need to watch all of Bluey. Bluey
is
important.
I know. I will.
I still haven't watched the newest season, but or the newest episodes, but Bluey is important.
We could do a Bluey episode. I'll watch all of Bluey if you want to do a Bluey episode.
I mean, we could probably put it with something else.
All right.
Or, I mean, I could probably talk about Bluey for a long time.
Oh, good.
I do love Bluey so much. Okay. Well, that was the final season of Never Have I Ever. This was a decent show. If you haven't seen it, and we haven't spoiled too much for you,
it's funny.
Definitely watch it. It's a good quick show. It's a good quick binge, and I love quick binges. But yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at abathepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search Abba the Popcorn or Abba the Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.